Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden back on the campaign trail after last night's debate against Donald Trump. The president raising concerns about his age after stumbling while answering questions, his campaign says due to a cold. Today at a rally in Raleigh, North Carolina, the president acknowledged he's not a young man, but says he can tell the truth and win.
I'm here in North Carolina for one reason, because I intend to win this state in November. Are you going to see that happen? I think we are. And Roy's right. We win here, we win the election.
The president's still coughing. Trump is facing criticism for making false statements on a variety of issues. He's holding a rally today in Virginia. The Supreme Court ruling a limited scope of obstruction charges brought against some of the January 6 defendants today. And prosecutors in the federal corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez rested their case today. The defense will now begin. This is ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A man has died in Barron County following a motorcycle and car crash earlier this week. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred just before 7 p.m. on Tuesday night on Highway 63 at 16th Avenue, north of Turtle Lake. According to authorities, the 63-year-old Comstock man who was driving the motorcycle failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with the car. He was then flown to an area hospital in serious condition, but was later pronounced dead due to the injuries that he suffered in the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of boater safety as July 4th weekend approaches. According to a press release, DNR officials say area law enforcement and state park wardens will be out in the coming days to ensure everybody on the waters is sailing sober. State law prohibits anyone with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher from operating a boat. DNR officials are also reminding residents that wearing a life jacket when boating could save your life if something goes wrong. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11 forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers, and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway.
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with the Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I don't know about you all, but I've been struggling all day with how to talk about the debate. But before we get to that, some good news. Brewers are playing the Cubs tonight. That should be a fun game. Should be a fun game. A little drizzly outside, but it's Friday. Brewers on a winning streak. They're up, I think, like 10.5 games on the Cubs. That's just all good stuff. So, if nothing else, we have our national pastime, Calvin. Thank goodness, and thank you, by the way, for stepping in. Brian's got a little off day today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here. And the nice thing about the Brewers is they play in a retractable roof, so the drain won't impact that.
Yep. So if you got your tickets, you can still be heading down to AmFam Field. Of course, we got Summerfest this weekend. Lots of fun stuff to do because Milwaukee is a great city on a great lake. let's just start with the debate. How bad was it? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I have lots of thoughts. We're also going to be joined by Charles Franklin at 3 p.m. Charles Franklin, of course, is Marquette's Cracker Jack pollster. They just dropped a poll this week. Basically, Biden and Trump in a dead heat. Now, of course, that was all before the debate last night. I'll be very curious to hear what Charles thinks of the debate. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My first reaction to it was, I'm furious. Just furious. I'm furious at President Biden, but I'm more furious at all of his advisors and handlers. He was clearly overprepped. The man was exhausted. Apparently he was sick. If you had any inkling that that was going to go like that, you don't let it happen. By the way, June is an extraordinarily early time for a debate. And there's going to be another one. I believe it's in September. Will you double check that for me, Calvin? I think the second debate is scheduled for September. So So it was early for the debate. Like, this was just not necessary. Very, very frustrated. In fact, I would call myself furious. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC-855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, what do you think?
I am, let's put it this way, I'm embarrassed as an American citizen for the entire thing. The entire event last night was embarrassing. I don't think there was a single thing I heard Trump say that was true.
Yep.
I don't think that I think the moderators were completely useless. They didn't add anything to the operation. They asked a question and then they shut up. There was no attempt to fact check. There was no attempt to correct. There was no attempt to follow up. They sat there like stone-faced questioners is all they were. Unfortunately, I just found out earlier today that I guess Joe has a cold, so that's probably part of the reason why he was so off last night. But you are absolutely correct. That should never have happened. He should never have been on that stage last night. He was completely out of his element. And I think there were many times when I was watching where he couldn't even think of what to say because it was such a blatant lie out of that mug, orange man, that it's like, how do I even respond to something that's that moronic?
Yeah,
that's where I saw Joe a couple times. Like, what the hell do I say?
Yeah, first of all, I thought the first question was aggressive. I guess I'll just say that. Biden's answer sucked. There's no other word for it. Pardon my language. It stunk. That's a little kinder. Thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. But then there was this moment in those first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes where Trump's sort of doing this stream of consciousness diarrhea of the mouth thing and the balls bouncing from one topic to the other. You can't really, just lying. And Joe Biden looked at him like, what are you even talking about? It was a great visual. And then he just lost it on the response. I mean, it wasn't all bad, but... ugh. David from Mequon, what do you think?
Good afternoon. I have to say, that was probably the worst debate I've seen of any presidential appearance on any time since I've been alive. It was shocking. He was extremely feeble. I will say this. I think what people fail to recognize, your previous caller kind of missed the boat and how this was set up. The Biden campaign specifically had CNN, you know, they said, no audience members, we'll cut mics off.
Yep.
We're not going to have fact checkers. So when, you know, the previous caller is blaming CNN. No, that was not CNN. That was the Biden campaign. That was the rules that they set up for this particular debate.
So what I do know that part of the rules for the debate was that CNN was not going to fact check live in the debate. That rule was agreed to by both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm going to disagree with you, David. My understanding is that the Biden campaign asked CNN to fact check live and they declined to do so. Debate rules are generally negotiated matters. So I just want to make that distinction. Certainly we can try to check that. David, go ahead.
I was going to say, I understand that a little differently. That being said, at this point, if you're going to have a candidate, and I'm just saying this, I mean, his health is definitely failing. There's no question. I've been watching, you know, other media outlets that are outside of the United States. The Secret Service has been sheltering him as far as like the way he walks when they get him onto the helicopter because he's got a very stiff gait.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you know, where, well, that was edited. You know, he's had these moments like where Mitch McConnell, same thing with Mitch McConnell now.
Absolutely.
You know, stepping down from his position because he was freezing.
Yep.
He was literally just like he wasn't there. And that's happened to Biden now multiple times, but it was disregarded as, oh, no, that was edited and everything else. That was all in real live time.
Yeah. So thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate you calling and listening. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What did you think of the debate? My immediate reaction from the first 15 minutes was, boy, these two guys are showing up exactly as their stereotypes. Like, the most cartoonish, reduced base version, the cliche of both of these men was exactly how they showed up, right? Like, Trump, I'll just call him Trump, a just fire hose of lies for 90 minutes. And just also, I think he called, like, everybody thinks we're stupid, he said at one point. That's a new one for campaigns. Like, oh, yes. Tell everyone that their country stinks and that everybody thinks we're stupid. I'm sure that'll get votes. Somehow that plays. I mean, how about, let's take a listen to, let's listen to cut number four, Calvin, if you don't mind.
What they've done to some people that are so innocent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people.
He's talking about January 6th rioters. What? I've name me someone currently that's in the MAGA cult that has ever cared about criminal defendants this much ever. Ever. Zero. Not Donald Trump. Just ask the Central Park Five. They were just their absolute boiled down caricaturish cliched selves. Fire hose of lies, old feeble guy. Disappointing. Andrew from Detroit, what do you think?
Hey, I was just earlier watching Biden in North Carolina.
Yes.
His rally today. He was on fire today.
Yes. Where was that, like, Joe?
What the what? You know, but there in North Carolina, what's he got? A couple of hundred thousand, 2,000 people? Last night, he just destroyed it. I'm off of Newsom now. I hope they make some decisions over the weekend. We've got to have somebody that can win. Democracy is at stake, and it's too late for Biden. He ruined it last night.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Do we have any of the North Carolina sound yet? I know Calvin's been working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I have a little bit that we can play next.
Cool. We're going to take a couple of quick messages. Everybody, if you're on the line, stay there. Everybody's going to get a crack at it today. What did you think of the debate? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And, of course, I will give you my final word on it as well. That's what they pay me to do. I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Calvin B. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, y'all. I'm not so happy today. More furious, disappointed. And I'm angry at conservatives. I'm angry at liberals. I'm angry at the political parties. These two guys, huh? Wow. Nobody out there that's better? Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, freaking Oprah Winfrey for crying out loud. Gretchen Whitmer, Wes Moore. I mean, I said this yesterday. If you have missed my show this week, I was live at the Barrymore Theater in Madison with the Devil's Advocates doing some pre-debate commentary. Thanks to the Devils, all the sponsors, and everybody that came out. We had quite a crowd. I'm so furious with the way that the Democratic Party runs. They don't bring young candidates along. They don't, hey, who's really compelling? Do we have really smart young people that are politically engaged? Hey, let's see if we can have them run, you know, for a school board. You bring people along. Sometimes you tell the person who's missed their moment, it's not your time anymore. But I say all that, and here we are. We got to deal with reality. These are the two candidates. You got a liar and an old guy. Now, I'll save my final word on this because I want to give everybody else a chance. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Want to read some texts? We're going to go to the phones. Linda from Middleton, just as I never gave up on the Brewers when they lost a few games, I'm not giving up on Biden. Just the same, he needed rest and was clearly over-prepped. Give him a break. I couldn't agree with you more, Linda. Totally over-prepared. They exhausted the man. Stupid. Ben from Richland Center, don't wring hands too much. CNN was horrible. In 2 weeks, there's a holiday called Trump Sentencing Day. Everything is under control except for Trump. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate the perspective. Yeah. Trump, the 34-time convicted felon, is going to get sentenced in July right before the Republican National Convention. What? Is this actually happening? I don't know. I'm having one of those moments, Kelvin. It's like, wait, what is actually happening here? Liz from Saukville says, I agree, Maggie. President Biden should not have been on the stage if he was sick. I am disappointed by CNN for not calling out Trump's lies. Ben from Richland Center also saying, and he's reminding us of who Senator Fetterman is from Pennsylvania, because Senator Fetterman got it exactly like, chill the F out, Democrats. It's very Fetterman. Jeff from Shorewood. I really wish civic media would stop evangelizing Tommy Thompson. He just came out supporting Trump, and Biden could have been just sitting there singing his ABCs last night, and I'd still vote for him over Trump. I'll get there, Jeff. By the way, I personally have never lauded Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson is to Wisconsin as Reagan is to the United States. Ooh, he's amazing. What are you talking about? That's a whole show for another day. Someone from the 414 saying 15 minutes in, I couldn't watch. I felt bad for Joe. Oh, that's Dennis in West Dallas. Thanks, Dennis. Kurt from Madison. We're getting to your call in just a second. John Hartman from Hubertus. Trump is a felon. He's a rapist. He's insecure about everything that he is. Biden was elected as a fixer-upper president, but he is still a jalopy that cannot compete. The Biden leg blankers need to abandon him and find someone else. John, I would have to say you're probably not alone in those thoughts. Matt from Richland Center, breathe easy, Maggie. One bad debate in the 24-hour news cycle in June. We'll forget about it as fast as sharks or electrocution. Bing, bang, bong. One of Trump's other favorite sayings. Why is no one suggesting Kamala Harris for president? I'm with you, Andrew. Heck yes. Kamala, hello. Can you imagine her on the stage with Trump? Mincemeat she'd make of the man. I mean, even me. I could clear his clock, clean his clock. Angie from Monroe. I only saw it part. Biden looked tired and some of those answers Trump gave. Oh my goodness. I think Biden was confused on how to answer some of that gibberish. Yes, at one point Biden actually said, what do I even say to that? It's malarkey. He didn't say malarkey. He's like, I don't know how to respond to all these crazy lies. Cindy from Appleton, what did you think?
Well, I watched 5 minutes of the debate last night, the last 5 minutes, and I thought Joe Biden looked like just warmed over. And you know darn well the Republicans are going to take snippets
of
that debate, and they're going to use that sleepy Joe, losing his mind Joe, blah, blah, blah. But he really, I'm sorry, he was an embarrassment last night. And I think I am, as much as you are, upset with the Democrat Party. Why in God's name couldn't they have picked somebody like Gavin Newsom? This old, pale, stale male crap has got to go.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cindy. You want to know why we got two crappy choices for presidents? For president? Because the old boys club is still promoting old boys. The best female woman candidate from the conservative side against the best female candidate from the Democratic Party. Now that's a presidential race worthy of our country. Because you know what women are? Super freaking competent. Because we have to be. We don't get the mediocre pass, right? One of the things that I've said, and if you're not a mediocre middle-aged white guy, this doesn't apply to you. But if you are a middle-aged mediocre white guy, this is for you. I am so sick of mediocre middle-aged white guys failing up. And trust me, I know of what I speak. I was a Wall Street lawyer for many, many years. Kurt from Madison, what did you think?
Well, you beat me to the punch on the old white man comment. I couldn't agree with you more. I've been screaming that for the longest time. Second comment I have is I think Mark Twain was a genius. He summed it up, never have an argument with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. When they announced that there was going to be a debate, my head almost exploded. I thought, why? Why? Why would you have a debate? You could have come up with multitudes of comments of why you weren't going to have a debate. Because he's a nonstop chronic liar. He's a sociopathic, crazy idiot. Yeah. You could have said anything. But to walk out on the stage and literally, you know, roll the dice and think that you're going to get something productive out of someone who's a nut job, this is why Democrats fail.
Kurt nailed it on the head. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening. What did you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. I'm Maggie Dawn. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next, and then I'll be back.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Like sand in an hourglass, time is quickly passing for Ashley Hagenow, our 76th Alice in Dairyland. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Yeah, next week is the last of Alice in Dairyland duties for Ashley Hagenow. Haley Heinzel will take over as our 77th Alice, officially July 8th. Hagenow says as she reflects on her year of service, she's seen a lot of personal and professional growth.
When you start day one, and then as you start to wrap up this year, it is incredible. All of those experiences and conversations that shape you throughout this year of service, and you leave this experience a way better person, I like to think, because of all that Alice in Dairyland is and all that she does each and every year. So I'm excited to take all of the knowledge gained and the skills that I've gained this year into my future, both personally and professionally. And I'm just forever grateful for this experience of serving as Alice in Dairyland and being that connection to the industry of agriculture.
One more week on the job for that young lady, Ashley Hagenow, our current 76th Alice in Dairyland.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. And Wisconsin farmers have a new partnership to try to help things go smoothly. Farm Rescue. It's a nonprofit organization that helps farm families that have suffered some major illness, an injury, or a natural disaster. They'll plant, they'll hay, they'll harvest, they'll haul commodities, they'll feed your livestock. Wisconsin officially becomes a ninth state involved in the Farm Rescue organization, effective July 1st. This new opportunity for Wisconsin's made possible by donations from John Deere, Anheuser-Busch through their Busch Light brand, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Any families that are looking for this assistance can take a look at farmrescue.org. Farmrescue.org. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yo, Lauren, line up, really, see it.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Brewers Baseball Friday. They're playing the Cubs, first pitch at 7:10. If you live within the listening radius of WRCE, RJN, ISS, or CQM, tune on into your Civic Media affiliate. We'll be hosting the game. You can fritter away a drippy Friday afternoon listening to the crew. Hopefully, beat the crap out of the Cubs. There's one thing that could elevate my mood today, Calvin. It would be a full drubbing of the Cubs. That always, again, puts a little smile on my face.
Well, fingers crossed then. They've been playing well, so hopefully they keep it going.
Indeed. From your lips to Shiva's ears. What did you all think of the debate? I will tell you sort of what my bottom line on all this is, but I want to hear from you all first. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. CJ, is this the best we can do for candidates? What do you think? Should we have like two women? Should we just scrap them both and go, let's just find two women? We got the RNC and the DNC. We can still fix this, can't we, CJ? Neither one of these. C, none of the above.
Well, if it was Condoleezza Rice, you'd have me there.
I mean, why not, CJ? Right? Like Condoleezza Rice and Michelle Obama. I mean, I'd love to see that.
Well, I'd love to see that debate. I'd pay.
Pay I'd money pay to
pay
go.
Money for that one.
Heck yes.
Well, here's the thing. Can I, it took 2 weeks of prep, and that's what you get. Wow. But you want Kamala to step in, and she's doing a great job on the border. But here's the fact.
Well, the border, listen, CJ, can I just. Let's just be clear here. All vice presidents basically get handed the bag of poo. That is the job of the vice president. The vice president doesn't set immigration policy. The vice president doesn't control the border. The vice president is a figurehead, and they're often given the most difficult brief, basically to take the bullets for the president. So next point. Go ahead.
The president signed all these executive orders, but he refused to in Afghanistan. Why? Because he wanted to celebrate 9/11. But here's a fact check for you.
Truth, what are you even talking?
I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. Fact is, truth, 13 in Afghanistan, 3 in an outpost in Jordan. 2 Navy SEALs in January.
How many died under Trump's watch? Do you know the stats for Trump? I mean, listen, CJ, I'm not going to defend the incorrect things that Joe Biden said yesterday. Do you defend the lies that Donald Trump told? Is he accountable for any of his complete crap either? Thanks. I'll take the silence as acquiescence. I guess you were gonna say something, CJ.
He listened to his military advisors.
No, he didn't.
He didn't go to zero like he wanted to. I'm sorry,
CJ. Are you honestly trying to say it is your sincerely held good faith belief that Donald Trump respects and listened to his military advisors? Is that why Mark Milley and his former chief of staff have said that the man is unfit to hold the Oval Office?
Did you hear Milley testify that they gave Biden and he listened?
I'm asking you a question about Donald Trump, CJ. I understand you hate Joe Biden. I'm just trying to see if you apply the same standards to Donald Trump that you demand of Joe Biden.
I am. 18 months, he didn't lose anybody in Afghanistan.
For 18 months, his presidency is 4 years, sir. His presidency is 4 freaking years. The man has called those that gave their lives in service of our country losers and asked what was in it for them. Is that acceptable to you, CJ, from an American president?
Biden's never messing up the 13.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling, CJ, but goodbye. So I'm gonna give you a little taste of part of what my opinion is about this. That complete abrogation of duty that we just heard from CJ, our duty as citizens to call it like we see it from both Democrats and Republicans, to call lies, lies, no matter whose mouth they come out of, is what our duty as citizens is, our shared collective duty. Our republic works better when we don't have one set of rules for our team and a different set of rules for the other team. And my beef, the thing that makes me so boilingly angry, is that remember what all the conservatives said back when Donald Trump, the rapist, fraudster, 34 now convicted times felon. You remember what all the conservatives said back when he was running the first time? Don't worry, he might be a lunatic, but he'll hire really good people. It's all about the team. It'll be fine. I'm sorry, are any of them saying that about Joe Biden? The standards to which they hold Democrats are so sky high, while the crap that will be accepted from the MAGA cult when it comes to their own is an abomination. Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, sycophant, know-nothing sycophant after sycophant, know-nothing sycophant. Personal loyalty mattering more than policy? How dare you? The only thing that Biden could have done yesterday was hurt himself, right? Because the bar for Trump is so low. There is no expectation. He can say and do whatever he wants. He can say the most rude, offensive, untrue things, and CJ won't call him out. Shameful. Justin from Madison, what do you have to say?
I just want to, you know, keep it pretty positive. Spoiler alert, I'm going to vote for whoever has the D on their name come election time. But I would like to say, I just want to let everybody know that I contacted Mark Pocan's office today. I contacted Tammy Baldwin's office today. I don't think Joe Biden is the candidate that's going to win the election. If he stays the candidate, it would be nice to have a new candidate. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with me on that, but I'm just going to back that up with going back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. I'm 49 years old, and of course I voted for
Janet.
Judge Janet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were a ton of people who aren't 49 years old who voted for Janet Protasiewicz. And the people who got Janet elected were 20-somethings. And I'm just really worried because I don't think the 20-somethings are going to bring the vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And without that, we're not going to win the election.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too. The one comment I'll make on that is shame on people like Ryan Clancy, who are basically saying to young people, it's okay not to vote for Joe Biden. And that's simply offensively wrong, because the basis for that is the Gaza situation. And it's offensively wrong because of this. If you stand for the project of peace and human dignity, then you put your big kids' pants on and realize that the authoritarian Oompa Loompa who wants to light the UN on fire, thinks Putin's great and Kim Jong-un needs to be lionized here in the United States. If he were to win, your no vote is a far, far larger moral wrong than whatever moral wrong you would think a vote for Joe Biden might be. Dick from Madison, what did you think?
Your no vote would be a vote for a miserable future. You remember when the media used to do their job? Like Tim Russert, I thought of him last night. If he would have been doing questioning, and there's blood in the water with Trump I'm talking about now, how about this for an opening question? I'll just run it by you, and I'll take your answer off the air. I'd read like he used to.
Yep.
Exactly what he said about Hillary Clinton in 2016, that she's possibly going to be a convicted felon. We can't have that. It would be a constitutional crisis. That said, sir, should you, as a convicted felon, 34 times step down?
Yeah. I don't. What is this obsession with American media? It's like not call bull bull. Now, I'll just say this from my perspective. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. I know a little bit about even more stuff. And I've thought long and hard about, you know, gee whiz, how am I going to cover the RNC? Am I going to put one of them on the air with me? And here's the reality. It is next to impossible without a team of people to do real-time fact-checking. Like, I can't cram everything that they could possibly lie about into my head, or every quote and cram it into my head, or have cue cards for all of that, because they lie about everything all the time, and the lies just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But with that said, guess who can fact check like that in real time? CNN with 200 staffers. Like, my dream job, Calvin, has always been not just to do what I'm doing today, which is, in fact, my dream job. But the easier version of this would be doing, like, play-by-play for Major League Baseball, right? Because you got a team of researchers, and they just feed you the cool factoids, and you just call a little baseball. My point being is, like, if Major League Baseball can give real-time stats analysis of the most wonky of wonky stats, we can get 200 CNN researchers in a room and do real-time fact-checking for the most important race for Western democracies, the presidency of the United States of America. Joe from Madison, what did you think?
Hey, Maggie, first off, thank you so much for participating last night in the talk before the debate. You were just stunning, and I could follow you around all day and listen to you. I learned so much. Anyway, I wanted to respond to Dave. He really always has some interesting thoughts here, and he was talking about the fact of possible gait changes in the way that Joe Biden walks. And I think we need to be careful when we do this. It reminds me, not unlike when Hillary fainted when she was running for president. It was the summertime and she fainted and everybody was, oh my God, she's got Parkinson's. Oh my God, she's got a brain tumor. She's only going to live 6 months. It was a really hot day. She was wearing a bulletproof vest and she fainted. And she was also apparently in the first part of a round of pneumonia, which is enough to make a person
faint.
Consciousness that way she did. So, and anyway, I was going to just throw into the mix here in terms of, you can talk all you want about the other sides of Joe Biden's performance, but in terms of his feet, I just wanted to offer this, which is he broke his foot, okay, his right midfoot, which could contribute to a gait abnormality, according to his doctor who wrote this up. And you can look this up at WhiteHouse.gov. So he went over, you know, because sometimes that is a problem with people, their gait is a problem. He's also got osteoarthritis in his spine. Well, so do I. It's really, really common. And the doctor came up and said, look, we did a neurological test looking for stroke or MS or Parkinson's. None of that was there. Instead, it looks like it is a problem of, this break that he had in his foot.
Yep. The reality is he just gave them all the talking points and all the sound and all the clips they need. The gait is now secondary. Y'all stay on the lines. We'll keep talking about it here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got Calvin B. in the booth. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real short break. We'll be right back.
You just lost one.
You lost one.
You just lost one.
It's so
you
done.
Just lost one. You just lost one. You just lost one. What's up?
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-496-2714. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-496-2714. That's 800-496-2714. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking presidential debate today. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines, and then we'll go to the phones. We've got lots of sound, too. We got Charles Franklin coming up. This may be all I get to today besides talking to Professor Franklin, which is fine. I want to give everybody a shot at it. From the text lines, again, John Hartman from Hubertus. I was talking about, like, let's put a couple of female candidates out there. Let's just force both parties to do that. And he said AOC would be incredibly compelling, except she's a little kooky on a couple of topics. Agreed, John. From the 262, Democrats erroneously presume that interactions will be done with respect when it comes to Republicans, and that is wrong. Yep. Two different standards. This is a really uplifting text from Steady Eddie in the 608. Don't worry, Maggie. Last night was Joe Biden's version of a rope-a-dope. Wait for the rematch in September for the heavyweight championship. That rematch is going to be September 10th, hosted by ABC. Thank you, Calvin. Steady Eddie continues. There were women in the Democratic primaries in 2020. Voters did not choose them. Yeah, that's the problem. Again, if you think the standard that conservatives and independents hold Democrats to be a female Democrat and watch the standard get even higher. Eddie continues, I voted for Hillary Clinton when she ran for president. A majority of Americans voted for her, but it was still not enough. Yep. Eddie says, hang in there, Maggie. Maybe think about running for office yourself. Thanks, Eddie. He says, P.S. Buck stops with Joe Biden, not his handlers. Fair point, sir. Fred from, going down the list here. Want to get all the texters in. From the 608, when do we get to vote for someone we actually want instead of voting against someone we don't want? I hope soon. I mean, for crying out loud. But sometimes in our adult lives, we have what I call harm reduction choices. It's not a positive. It's not a, maybe it's, you don't even think there's any value at. It's just the avoidance of harm. And we make a decision because the downside risk of the other option or options is just too gruesome to bear. That's what we've got here. Another texter from the 608, simple Google search for CJ, 45 combat deaths in Afghanistan alone while Donald Trump was in office. Thank you to the texter. Also from the 608, it saddens me that optics matter more than substance in the world of politics, or that optics trump substance in the world of politics. Pun intended, I guess. Trump can lie nonstop and not be held accountable. Yeah, that is my total... That is my exact point. By the way, 65 total military deaths while Trump was president. Fred from Cottage Grove, you've been very patient. Thank you, sir. What do you have to say? Hey, Fred, are you there from Cottage Grove? You're on the air. We'll go back to Fred. Ken from Madison, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
I want to see Democrats reframe this. A lot of Republicans voted for Trump the first time around
saying that they were really voting for Pence, and that's how they justified their voting for such a horrible person. Well, Kamala Harris is very capable and very strong, and I think Democrats should be putting her out in front more and then having Biden say, hey, look, if I get to a point where I can't be president, I've got a solid VP to take over. What has Trump got?
Yeah, Ken, you get an A+, friend. First of all, you made me feel better, so I really appreciate that. Second of all, again, this is another one of those things where, like, oh, conservatives get to make this argument, like, but Democrats don't, or they aren't. Kamala Harris is a hell of a lawyer, hell of an elected official. She was an absolute destroyer of souls on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yeah, I'd put her out there. Of course, you've got the racism problem then. But yes, I would make that argument. Paul from Mosinee, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I am one of the, I guess you would call, MAGA cult.
Okay.
And just calling in, just caught your station for the first time, and just wondering what is the worst thing that you didn't like about what Trump did in 4 years?
The Roe v. Wade decision, Paul. I have less freedoms now than I did the day I was born. Is that okay? Why does someone else's religion get to dictate my healthcare choices?
Well, but it's not about religion. It's about, see, that's what nobody ever talks about, is the life of the child.
Okay, so Paul, there is, Paul, hang on. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. There is no scientific consensus that life begins at conception. Agreed?
No, not really.
Okay, what if, just so that you and I can have this discussion, Paul, will you take, for the purposes of this argument, if it is true that there is no scientific consensus that life begins at conception, then what is the justification for an abortion ban? Because it's not science.
Yeah, sure. If that's the case, but
by the way, Paul, that fact is one Google away for you. Just Google, is there a scientific consensus that life begins at birth? And read some of the stuff that comes up from that. You could additionally Google, Paul, and I'm not being facetious in the least here. You could even Google, has the Catholic Church always taught that abortion is wrong? The answer to that is also no. And so the reason that I'm pushing on these points, Paul, is that if there's not a scientific consensus that life begins at birth, so that abortion bans aren't based on science, then what is the justification for it?
Well, like you said, if you take that as fact, which I don't, is there a scientific consensus on climate change?
Yes. But Paul, I just want to like, let's work through this rhetorical argument, right? There's no scientific consensus that life begins at conception. Then science is not the basis for an abortion ban, and the only thing that justifies it then is religion, and we live in a country where we fought a war so that we don't get to impose religious beliefs on one another. And that's, sir, a grievous and terrible wrong done all women by Donald Trump. I really appreciate Paul. I really appreciate him having that thought experiment with me. Keep listening, Paul. Keep calling. I'll pick you up every time. I love a good argument. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment.
There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.